God is love. So whether we're talking about God or we're working with healing, whatever you're doing when your heart's in there, it's all that God asks of us. So our heart talker tonight is someone that every one of you know and love dearly, and that's our Barbara.
Okay, I'm going to sit down and thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. I got a lot going on in my life right now, with school and job and volunteering and church and kids. But it's all good, and it's an honor and a blessing to be here tonight. But I'm going to start by telling you about how grumpy I was yesterday. I know you're shocked. Me? Well, yes, me. Yesterday, about 4:30, I was in Target because a gal at work tomorrow, we're going to have a little baby shower for. And you know, when everybody has these gift registries now, so I'm wandering the aisles with this gift registry of these things that she wants and needs for her new baby. And it's helpful, but at the same time, I would kind of like to give a gift that, you know, something I selected or comes from my heart instead of this past plastic bottle rack for drying out baby bottles, and then this baby bottle brush, and then the rubber ducky she wanted. It has this bottom on it that you put it in the water for the baby's bath, and if it's too hot, the rubber ducky turns a color that says warning, warning, don't put your baby in. I'm old-fashioned. I'm, as a mom, I think you should put your hand in and test it yourself, you know, before you drop your baby in the water. But, you know, if a ducky can do it for you now, and then you wait until the ducky cools, and then you try it again, I guess. But So I was in Target, and I was getting frustrated because I'm trying to find these things on this list, and it's all plastic, and I'm just like, well, and then my vision started going because occasionally I get migraines, and I get a migraine where it's all this blurred vision for about 20 minutes. So I'm trying to put the glasses on and off, read this thing, find the stuff, and my vision is going like this. So I finally check out, get to the car, and I call Jane and leave a message saying, I have to sit in my car for 20 minutes until I can see again. I don't know if I'm coming to choir. So I felt bad about not making it to choir. But anyway, all of that to say, by the time I left the Target parking lot and was now going into the 5 o'clock traffic with a migraine, I was a little grumpy. So I'm at the intersection of Midway and Rosecrans. Who knows that busy intersection? One of the worst at 5 o'clock with a migraine. And I'm in one of the middle lanes, and I'm looking over, and I see this man, and he was kind of moving kind of funny, and I did a double take. He had lost an arm, and he's trying to put his wallet in his pants pocket, and I thought, oh, okay, he's waiting for a bus. Well, once he got his wallet situated, then he pulled up a sign and said, I'm homeless, God bless, and it was obviously he needed some money. And I'm sitting there at that very long light for 7 minutes watching him struggle, and I'm getting a little more upset because he's one of a couple homeless, well, not necessarily homeless, but a couple men I've seen in recent weeks asking for money who have lost a limb. And all I can think is these are soldiers that have come back, and, you know, body parts were left behind. And praise God that they're alive, but I'm so frustrated that their circumstances are such that not only have they given so much, now they're begging for money in order to meet their needs. And it made my migraine seem like nothing. And so while I'm at this very long light, and I know this is turning to a very long story, but bear with me, I decided I was going to give up my right arm, because I'm right-handed, for as long as I could to understand and walk in his shoes a little bit. So I drove home with only my left hand. Thank goodness it was my left hand I still had so I could do my signals easily. But then I got home and I had to get everything out of the car. It's hard with one hand to move your gear shift thing with the opposite hand and gather all your stuff and step out of the car and then drop it all over the sidewalk like I did with this, because this arm was gone. And then realize if I wanted to hold on to stuff, I had to use my butt or my body to close the door. And then I got dirt all over my shirt. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be interesting. And I don't know how long I'm going to stick with it. So I got inside the house, and then the puppy needed attention, and I discovered. So anyway, I've now seem to have glued this right arm back down. I don't know how long it can last again, but with my left hand, which I don't usually write with, I tried to scribble down what I could and couldn't do. So what I could do is a really short list. I could throw the ball to the puppy, and I could eat an apple. But my plan was to go home and eat a salad for dinner. And I was like, how in the world do you slice vegetables with a knife with only one hand? I couldn't figure that one out. And I still had the headache, so I gave up trying. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to make a sandwich. So I got out the bread, okay, with this one hand, and got out the mustard. You know what? It's really hard to open a jar with only one hand. Try it sometime. It finally, the jar was upside down under my neck, and I'm gently screwing the lid off, hoping I don't spill mustard down my front. Yeah, I did it. So, but it was a challenge. If you lose an arm, don't lose your chin, because you really need your chin. I can't, let's see, okay, so then I decided I was going to be more comfortable, so I went upstairs, and I had a lot of studying to do last night, so I thought, okay, I'm just going to put on a robe and slippers. Well, getting undressed is possible with one hand. Getting the bra off was a little tricky with one hand, and then it occurred to me, if I kept this up until the next morning, there was no way I could put a bra on with one hand. And I'm sorry, but that's not optional with me, you know. Some people maybe, but so then I'm like, well, what would I have to do? I would have to wear the same bra for a week at a time. Somebody would have to get it on me, and then I would have to shower in my bra. That, I mean, unless, can anybody think, I mean, how do you do these things with one hand? And precious Lindy, I have to say, I thought about you a lot. Because, and you and Francine and Jane, who's in the choir, who, my friends who are struggling with Parkinson's, who have a hand or an arm that suddenly isn't doing what you want it to do, my heart goes out to you, truly. And you know, right now I want to talk with this hand as well, but I'm just holding it here because I'm trying to prove something to myself. I don't know. But brushing teeth was difficult. If you can try and do that with an opposite hand, this isn't as developed with that rhythm. But I really think I thought, well, now I have all these plastic presents I'm supposed to wrap. How am I going to wrap them? You can't wrap presents with one hand, I'm sorry. So they're still in the plastic bag. Anyway, I would love to tell you I lasted 24 hours. I lasted 2.5 hours doing that task and proving to myself that we are really blessed, those of us who have all limbs that work. And so that's kind of the lead into this talk. It's a long lead in, I'm sorry. But one of the lessons I've been working on in my studies is the lesson of simplicity. Simplicity is evidently one of the disciplines of being a spiritual person. And when you think simplicity, I thought it meant like cleaning up the clutter in my house, which would be a great thing to do, but also, you know, maybe doing a few fewer things and so on and so forth. But it turns out simplicity, what the word really means, is to have a single purpose, a single goal without ulterior motive. It's pure, sincere, and unambiguous. It's a single-hearted loyalty. It's the opposite of deceit, guile, error, and wandering. How many of us have wandered? So simplicity is having one goal and going straight for that goal, not veering off that path at all. And for most of us, we're wandering quite a bit. And when Christ in the Sermon on the Mount was talking about simplicity, he was talking about God is your goal, and nothing else should take you away from God in everything you do. And in Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 through 24, he said, "The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then a light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." So what that goes on to really say is that, you know, if your eye starts to deviate from the goal of God, you start to be filled with darkness, and the darkness keeps you away from God. And the ancient people 2,000 years ago used to believe that light going into the body was the source of all health, for your whole physical health, actually. Let me just read this from a scholar. He says, "They believed that light entered a person through the eyes, the windows of the body. If the eyes were in good condition, the whole body benefited from the unimpeded light. If the eye were not sound or single-minded, the whole body's effectiveness was diminished. Thus, a person who single-mindedly pursues God's kingdom and his righteousness will have moral healthiness and simple, unaffected goodness." So they believe that the light comes in and gives you the physical health, but if you let the light of God in, you're going to have the moral, spiritual health as well. Now, I'm making this point because I'm reading this in one class, and then yesterday, probably once I started using both hands, I was on the internet, and there was this fascinating article on the New York Times website, and I sent it to Jane and couple of my other friends. Turns out, today, in the year 2012, scientists are discovering that light going into the eyes affects the whole body's physical health. Did you read this article?
Yes.
It's for decades, scientists have looked for explanations as to why certain conditions occur with age, among them memory loss, slower reaction time, insomnia, and even depression. They have scrupulously investigated high cholesterol, obesity, heart disease, and an inactive lifestyle. Now they found the culprit, the aging of the eye. The gradual yellowing of the lens and the narrowing of the pupil that occur with age disturb the body's circadian rhythm, contributing to a range of health problems. As the eyes age, less and less sunlight gets through the lens to reach key cells in the retina that regulate the body's circadian rhythm, its internal clock. Scientist writes, is quoted, "We believe the effect is huge and that it's just beginning to be recognized." I'm speeding this up. So the circadian rhythm, you know, gives the body the ability to wake up in the morning and get busy and slow it down at night so it can rest and repair. This internal clock relies on light to function properly, and studies have found that people whose circadian rhythms are out of sync, like shift workers, are at greater risk for a number of ailments, including insomnia, heart disease, and cancer. People 2,000 years ago knew that the light has to come in, the light of God and the physical light. And I just think that's so cool that we're figuring out what they knew. So, anyway, if you want to simplify your life, meaning you really want to focus on God, there's a couple of things, and I'll wrap it up. Also in Matthew 6, Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Yeah, so focus on getting those real treasures. It's just a fancy way of saying what Millie teaches, that love is the only thing you're going to take with you, you know? And I've said this recently to most of you. I lost half my income. I mean, there's a little bit of me that misses some of that money, but my life is equally blessed. I am so rich. I'm not missing out on anything by not having that other money. Okay, health insurance, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Herbert Armstrong was quoted, and he said, "When we're told to simplify our lives, it doesn't mean we should be any less busy. It means that we should be busy doing fewer, higher priority things." So it doesn't mean hammock time all day, every day. It means picking out the things where you're really serving God. And Dixie, you know, that "Here I Am" song, it's my talk right here, only in fewer words and quicker. You know, "Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. I've heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart." Well, how do we hold everybody in our heart? By being of service to them, by caring for them, by loving them. And just to emphasize that a little bit more, Paul in his letter to Ephesians writes, "God's way is not just for a few hours on the Sabbath, but the will of the Lord applies in every situation in life." And we need to use every situation to imitate God. Same thing this intelligent woman, this godly woman says, you know, it's, but I'm going to stop now. But if you do all those things, then in Galatians, it is promised that by doing this, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. The rewards are tremendous when we love God and love each other. The great commandment that Jesus brought us that replaced, well, it didn't replace all the other commandments, but, you know, it's simplified it down to love God and love others. And, you know, you've got that simplicity in your life if those are your goals. So thank you for listening. And pray for all of those soldiers that come back with whatever injuries they may have. I did have one more thing. I'm sorry. I'm usually not quite so talkative. Maybe I didn't bring it. It's just the way everything fell together in the last 24 hours. In my email I got, maybe some of you have gotten this, it says, "Womanly advice. For attractive lips, speak words of kindness. For lovely eyes, seek out the good in people. For a slim figure, share your food with the hungry." I'm working on that one. "For beautiful hair, let a child run his or her fingers through it at least once a day. For poise, walk with the knowledge that you never walk alone. People, even more than things, have to be restored, renewed, revived, reclaimed, and redeemed. Never throw out anyone. Remember, if you ever need a helping hand, you will find one at the end of each of your arms, if you are indeed blessed with two arms. As you grow older, you will discover that you have two hands, one for helping yourself and the other for helping others. Thank you for this time.